Now, Rosemary, she is a very young woman. She's 23. She's a single mom. She has a son. She has her son calling Ed dad.
Daddy. She wants that money right now, okay?
I can't. I can't. Now, Rosemary, she's a little mysterious, too, because anytime Ed tries to, like, ask questions about her past or bring up anything, suddenly the call ends or the connection gets
The connection gets foggy. She was good at that, too. All of a sudden, it was like, like, girl, how'd you turn that? You have an app? How'd you turn that on?
She was real good with it. So he does not trust her, and he says he wants her to take an STD test when he arrives in Philippines.
Which, shouldn't she take an STD test for her overall health, Ed?
Just in general.
Not just you come and
y'all lay down together.
I mean. Oh, Rose.
Lord. And then another thing that has happened that he needs to talk to Rose about is the fact that Rose's sister reached out to Ed.
Swindling him for money.
Embezzling her sister's boyfriend for money.
On Instagram.
And yeah, Ed doesn't know if Rose was involved or like what the whole situation is.
Right, right.
But yeah, just a mess. And then on top of all of this, Ed is also hiding the fact, just these people have so many lies.
So many. Between the two of them. Compounded.
He also has not told Rosemary that he doesn't want any more kids. Like,
Deal breaker
doesn't want any more kids.
Right.
As in, he has a vasectomy appointment scheduled already.
Yes.
He doesn't want no more kids.
Right.
She's 23, so.
Yeah, and she wants, I think she said she wanted two kids by him.
She wants more kids.
Because she want that guaranteed check. That my girl ain't playing with that money.
She's sure not. So despite all this, he still packs up an engagement ring and
oh my god,
heads to the Philippines. His daughter's not talking to him. Like, it's a whole fucking mess.
Chose his girlfriend who he does not know over his kid, but okay.
Straight up. Now, when they meet in the airport, Rosemary is clearly shocked by his appearance. Oh my god,
shocked.
Like, what?
She's like
trying to put on the good face.
Uh-huh.
And trying to be like, but also is like, what the fuck is this, man? Like, what is this?
What is this? And I don't know if you did these this week, but I sure did them. This is where Rosemary got my invite to the cookout literally as soon as we laid eyes on her, okay? Because there's no poker face. And no, girl, I'm the same way. Ain't
really
no
can't.
Poker faces around here. You can't really hide what you look like. That lip turns up. That nose turns up. Them eyebrows turn in. Okay? she was like,
You can tell she's like trying to be polite and like smile, but it's also like, ew.
Like, what? How long you gonna be here for? What? Oh god.
Oh lord. But she's been talking to him through video, so she knows what he generally looks like.
Looks like.
I guess she's put off by the height and the whole stature and the whole look is a lot to take
in. It is a lot. It's also very unique. I have not seen anyone who looks like Ed.
I've never seen anyone like this.
You know?
The closest would be the Penguin Man from Batman Begins. Or Batman. That was.
Oh, God.
Was Danny DeVito played Penguin
Man? Yes. Yeah. Very Danny DeVito-like vibes.
Yep. Yep,
oh, Rose. Yeah, it was a great moment.
Good one. So, yeah, they head to, I think, a hotel at first. They sleep in separate beds. And then the next day, she, like, takes him to the market and
spending his money.
she got her man out here. She's out here spending money at the market.
Oh.
Telling people to keep the change.
Uh-huh. Snatching that money out that wallet. Oh, you can't do that conversion, but I got it.
Uh-huh.
I know that dollar. Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh, I love it.
Hilarious.
I love it.
She was not playing.
Yep.
And then now Ed, he has all these secrets, all these demands, all these things. They have dinner. He tells her he needs her to take an STD test. She obviously did not take that very well.
Right.
Because she's, I mean, the insinuation of that is that you're a dirty cheating woman.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like that you're going to like infect pristine angel mm-hmm. me. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
If he said, let's take one together, that would be something story. Else.
He didn't say that though.
He didn't say that, which he could have, but he didn't want to take one. Mm-hmm.
So she was not about that life, was pissed and left. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, of course, he comes groveling back mm-hmm. and she had me cracking up because she showed up to meet him over an hour late. And then when she sat down, she was like, okay.
And?
No greeting, no hello, no smile. It was just like, so what?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, that was the first of many fights of them getting back together.
So many fights.
They eventually had sex, which was a disgusting thought.
Yeah. No Rose, but she had to, I guess.
Rose. I mean, she had to seal the deal, I guess.
I guess, because he gave up on that sex STD test real quick.
Real quick. Because mm-hmm. he knew what he came for.
Really. Right. Yeah.
Damn. So they have sex, and then the next mm-hmm. day he asks her to shave her legs because her legs are too hairy for him.
Can you imagine somebody looking like he do?
Looking like he do have the nerve to give it any
criticisms
on appearance to anything.
Anybody.
Fuck out of here. So they go to Rosemary's like hometown
mm-hmm.
so you yep. can meet her dad and family mm-hmm. and he meets the son and all of that and she lives in the countryside of the Philippines.
Right. Yeah.
She is not living according to American quote-unquote middle class right. standards.
Right. And he was asking those very I want to say nitpicky, but that's not the word. But those questions that are really sarcastic, like, mm-hmm. Where's the ceiling?
Does you the know? Toilet flush?
Yeah.
Like, all these questions that you know the answer already
You know to. The answer. Where's the ceiling? Oh, I forgot it. It's in the back. What the right. fuck? What the fuck do you mean, where's the fucking ceiling, Ed? Where's the ceiling?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which only serves to make her feel bad about herself yeah. or feel self-conscious or feel like she's not good enough. Like
right,
none
right.
of these questions are serving to make her feel good. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. why ask them? And so she's excited to, because this is her life. This is her family. She wants to show him her life, yeah, her family, her right. dad. She's still only 23 and living yes, at home. And so her right. dad is very much like, who is this man? Like, I need to see him.
Yeah.
Like what all fathers do, basically.
And it looks like she had all sisters. So it looks like the dad mm-hmm. is like, you know, watch my babies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Ed spends the night, which was a big mistake and a big old mess. It
was a sweaty one.
A big, sweaty, disgusting mess. Oh, and he just, I mean, from the way he was acting when he walked into the house,
yeah,
he should have immediately been like, you know what?
I gotta go.
I'm gonna stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
And just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Don't, like, not in an offensive way, but just know no. that you cannot sustain a night yep. here and yep. you know that about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put her, you, or none of that in that situation. Just go to a hotel and call That's it a day. It.
Yeah. Talking about, I shipped the sheets over. My skin's gonna get itchy.
Just like, and so spent the night, it was a hot ass mess, mm-hmm. and then the next day decided, I can't do this, I'm gonna go to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Not after stopping at the pig farm with the dad.
Oh my god, that was everything. With his Nike fly knits on, like slipping and sliding, like
slipping
he was at the ice
and sliding
rink.
In the pigsty.
Uh-huh.
Oh god. What was kind of sad just about this whole situation is just seeing Rose, like, getting permission from her dad to go to the hotel, getting approval mm-hmm. from her dad. Mm-hmm. Her dad understanding that Ed is not the ideal looking person, okay. but he kind of does represent a meal ticket to a potentially yeah. better life.
Yeah, for everybody in there.
For everybody, yeah. yeah. And so it's just sad to see him kind of like begrudgingly allow her to go to the hotel yeah, and kind of yeah. just like go off on this adventure, love, you know, nest.
Yeah, yeah, right.
With this man, knowing that this is not who he would choose for his daughter.
Right, right.
It's, yeah, complex and kind of.
Yeah. yeah. Especially knowing her, I doubt that. I mean, we know her just on TV, but she's like a kind of snarky, sarcastic, mm-hmm. very funny mm-hmm. young lady
yeah.
who is very sharp and like sparkly and like yeah. has a great personality.
She's quick with it.
Yeah, quick.
Quick with it.
Mm-hmm. And for her to get with this man who is a dud, like literally when Ugh. He is afraid, says, Rose, Rose. Like he's literally leaning on her for protection.
Mm-hmm.
Her daddy don't want that.
Mm-mm.
But they have to have a better life. And yeah.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.